Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
There are resident marriage experts. It's 7:14. Good morning, friends. This is Moody Radio. Joe and Cindy Farini join us every week this half hour with some helpful marriage advice, and they've been doing this for a long time here on Moody Radio Cleveland. Thanks for coming back, you two.
Thank you.
So you heard from some missionaries, huh?
Yes, we did. And before we keep moving here, Joe is not connected, I don't think.
Okay, well, we'll make sure he gets connected.
Okay, we'll get him. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Go ahead, Brian.
But yeah, no, can you kind of just recap where this story comes from and maybe give us some background?
Yes. Well, actually, we're just getting ready today to leave from Fort Collins, Colorado. And we had the privilege, really, of speaking to the ministry staff of Family Life. And one of the things they wanted us to do was really just to encourage the staff. Some of them were, you know, just getting tired and burnt out and, you know, kind of needing to get back on track. And so that was sort of our call to speak to them. And so I shared a couple of practical things. And then Joe got down to some of the more nitty-gritty things. But some of the things I shared were just the importance of recognizing that no matter what we do, whether it's work outside of our own home or ministry as our profession, vocation, I think we have to make sure that we recognize that our marriage comes before that. And a lot of times I think it's easy, you know, maybe we get more pats on the back or kudos to mm-hmm. the things that we do in ministry. And so when we come home, you know, we're not getting those kinds of things at home. So it's like, well, let's just keep doing more ministry. I feel like I'm getting my affirmation there. So I feel like it's important that we recognize that first.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Dad, are you there now?
I am here.
Hey,
thank you.
Welcome. So what are some morning. Of your thoughts on this? Have you ever faced burnout, Dad?
Oh, occasionally. You know, we feel that. Yeah. And it's a normal thing that happens to, I think, most everybody, no matter what, you know, not just ministry, but, you know, whatever profession you might be doing.
Right.
And I think the primary thing we need to keep going back to is, what is the cause of the feeling of being burnt out? What's the origin of that? And then try to begin to address that issue. And I think ultimately, it doesn't matter what the causes are that cause that bring about this burnt out feeling, what ultimately happens in a marriage is that you start drifting toward isolation mm-hmm. in that marriage relationship, and you start feeling like a stranger in that marriage, and it begins to become quite difficult to begin to communicate with one another. So again, it's the origin of the cause that we need to really begin to focus on.
Well, how can you begin to identify that you are facing burnout in the first place? Because sometimes I think it kind of creeps up on us, and all of a sudden it's like, I can't do it anymore, you know?
Well, I'm not sure what you're asking in terms of next steps, you mean, or?
No, avoiding it before it even happens.
Oh,
because I know I've been in the midst of burnout and I'm like, I just can't do it anymore. And so I do isolate myself and cry a lot. So how can I just not even get there?
Yeah, well, that's understandable. I think that the important thing here is just to maintain good open communication. So obviously we always come back to that, don't we? And just that we don't take each other for granted, that we don't disregard one another, and that we continue to make each other a priority in our relationships. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you are or what your responsibilities are. As Mom was saying there, it's the marriage is what matters. You know, marriage matters. And that really comes before ministry. Mm-hmm. And if that ministry is getting in the way of building oneness in that marriage relationship, then you're out of balance.
Yeah.
And so you need to bring balance back into that relationship and begin to go for those things that you originally committed to when you said, I do, in that marriage.
Now, how can a couple discern whether or not just a reset's needed or whether perhaps the burnout is God saying, it's time for you to stop doing this ministry?
Wow, that's a great question.
Yeah,
one of the things that Joe shared when we were speaking the other day, and I think this is really important, is, you know, we're called, whether we're doing ministry full time or just sort of as God leads us, we're called to a vision, not a task. And so I think what happens is we start to do, you know, just sort of doing all the tasks and checking off a list. So I think, you know, how do we find out if that we just need a reset or what do we need? I think we have to sit down and have a conversation and say, you know, what are you feeling? What are you experiencing? What's frustrating you? Like, and will you listen to me? You know, will you validate what I have to say, or will you just say, well, that's not really how it is? And I think when we don't validate each other, that's going to be a place where burnout's going to really easily take place, because we're then going to just keep on going with what we've been doing. And obviously that hasn't been working.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But then what do you do? I mean, it's like, okay, let's spend time together. I don't necessarily want to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
if I'm burned out,
the last thing I want to do is chit chat. Like, yes, I want to sit and be alone.
And cry, maybe.
And cry. Honestly. Yeah, so yes. It's like...
Good point.
How does you know what I mean? Like, it sounds nice, but I just don't think it's necessarily realistic.
Yes, and I think that's going to be a time where, you know, whoever's feeling burnt out, maybe it's both of you, I think you need to take time to get away.
Uh-huh.
Pull the plug and say, I'm off duty right now. Even while we've been here on... here in Colorado, there was one day that Dad just took Joey and took him to Chuck E. Cheese. You know how much I love Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, your favorite place.
And and it was just nice because, you know, every morning I was getting Joey ready and feeding him and making sure everything was ready. And you know the drill, Kathleen, uh-huh. So you know how it is. And there just came a point where I'm just like, I'm done. And so, and that's going to be different for everybody. And so what was nice was, one day he just said, why don't you take a walk around town? There's cute little shops. Just something to sort of re-energize me. So each marriage, each couple is going to have to see, what is it going to take? Is it going to be maybe, you know, go away for a weekend with a friend and go do something you really enjoy doing, where you can kind of unplug from the thing that you're in the midst of doing, where you can get refreshed. And I think one other thing is really important, and that is for each spouse to recognize in the other spouse when they're dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because that's actually what I was going to say too, was I think taking simple like personality tests, like your Myers-Briggs and things like that, mm-hmm. like you begin to see, oh, okay, my husband, Nathan, he needs to be alone to get energized. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. me hanging out with him is going to do the opposite of what it does for me. Whereas being together makes me like feel more energized and excited. So
yes.
That's the reason when sometimes I go out of town and hang out with friends without him, you know,
right.
So that he can get energized and I can get energized.
Yes. And that's the importance of that is recognizing it. But then the secondary part of that is allowing each other. Because it's easy sometimes to be like, well, why do you need to do that? But to recognize in each other that we have those needs, and then to allow that person to get life. What is giving them life? If you see that they are drained, then the other spouse needs to sort of pick up the slack and say, hey, how can I help? And not to say, well, I don't know why you're feeling that way, or what are you talking about? You know,
yeah.
you have to validate each other in those moments.
Well, it's 7:22, another great Monday of advice from Joe and Cindy Farini, this time dealing with burnout. And Joe and Cindy, if folks want to reach out to you and learn more or get connected, how can they do it?
Well, thank you. The best place would be our website, which is joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. That's the best place to email us. And then also we love when people come. It's been really nice, by the way, 5-10 people each week are liking us at My Marriage Matters. So come to that Facebook page, My Marriage Matters, and every day about 9 o'clock, you'll get a little hint of something to talk about or just something to discuss and make it kind of fun. And today's challenge for the listeners would be to have a conversation with your spouse, maybe just about one thing that would help you if you're at a stage of burnout.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks.
Great.
You too. We'll talk to you again next week. Okay.
Thanks
right,
so much.
Have a good day.